Cadillac has unveiled the next model that General Motors will build here in Lansing. Current state Scott Pold is here with a look at the ATS-V. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. We do have a manufacturing theme today, don't we?
Right. We absolutely do.
Well, GM is showing off the new ATS-V at the Los Angeles Auto Show this week. I talked with Tony Roma, the chief engineer on the project. The ATS-V will be built at Lansing's Grand River Assembly Plant. Roma calls it Cadillac's first entry into the compact luxury performance car market.
This is the tip of the spear, the performance variant, twin turbo V6 versus the V8s we've done in the past, MR dampers. We've got an electronically adjustable limited slip differential, electric power steering. So that's the car in a nutshell.
Who's your target market for this new model?
Yeah, our target market is basically buyers that have purchased cars like the BMW M3 or the AMG version of the C-Class Mercedes or like an RS4 Audi. So it's the customer who's probably a little bit more performance-minded, maybe takes their car to the track occasionally or might think about wanting to do that at some point if they haven't before. But that's our market, a little younger. It's a lighter, more nimble car with the emphasis more on the athleticism.
What's the 0 to 60 going to be?
Yeah, this car will do 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds. Top speed is 189 miles per hour.
It will be built in Lansing. Can you give me some details about its construction in Lansing when the time comes?
Yeah, we're already starting to build the early units. The car goes into production this spring. So, yeah, it's got a host of new things, new challenges for my partners over at LGR. The car's got a carbon fiber hood. Posed new challenges. We've never done that before. There's other things, carbon fiber splitter, pretty aggressive rear spoiler, some specific things to the front fender. It's all new. So there was a lot of work for the guys at LGR to get ready to build this car, and they've done a great job.
Can you tell me anything about how many units might be planned for, say, the first year?
Yeah, we're not specifically talking about volume. I can tell you we'll sell as many as we build. We're keeping our volume expectations realistic. This is a fairly expensive car, and it's a fairly unique buyer. This isn't really intended to be a mass market car. So we're not talking about volumes, but I think we'll probably sell about two-thirds of them in the coupe version and about one-third sedan.
And I understand the price range is going to be in the $60,000 range. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be competitive with the other entries. We haven't announced our specific pricing, but that's a fair guess.
Now, you mentioned a few of the new features on the vehicle, or at least some of the challenges that will be faced by the UAW workers in Lansing who will be building it. What will some of those features mean to a prospective buyer?
Well, the things like the carbon fiber hood, the weight of a performance car especially is important, and then the hood is one of those things where it's high up on the car above the center of gravity and very far forward. So we want to keep the car as close to a 50-50 weight ratio as possible. So I know we've asked our partners in Lansing for that challenge, but it's a real benefit to the customer. And then there's other things that we've done to enhance the structural stiffness of the car. There's a big shear panel that goes on the bottom to stiffen up all the suspension nodes, which doesn't exactly lend itself to easily being manufactured. But it results in better steering response, better structural feel, that feeling of the car being machined from billet, things like that we've added some mass, but you pay a mass penalty for that. You got to save weight other places like the hood. So I could keep going on and on. There's lots of technology in the car like that.
We're talking with Tony Roma, the chief engineer on the ATS with the Cadillac division of General Motors. And I wonder about electronic features in the vehicle and the dashboard display and so on. Anything new there in this new model?
The car's got a performance data recorder that has a forward-facing camera that'll record what the car is doing and overlay interesting statistics, you know, lateral G-forces, speed, engine speed, and it builds in a lap timer if you're out on a track. We've got the MR dampers, which are infinitely adjustable shocks. We've got 4G Wi-Fi built into the car. That's built into all the ATSs started in 2015. We've got an electronically controlled limited slip differential, GM's brand new 8-speed automatic transmission. Yeah, I keep going on and on.
Would I be correct that people will be able to see the ATS-V at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit?
Yep, absolutely. We unveiled the car last night. We had a little gathering after hours, and So the car's here on the floor today in L.A., and it'll be there when we get to Detroit, too.
Well, I'm grateful for your time, Tony. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
Tony Roma is chief engineer on Cadillac's ATS-V project. He spoke with us from the Los Angeles Auto Show. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.